Enough talk about love. Let me actually love you now, my husband. Let me reach up and kiss your sweet honey lips. They taste so good, even sweeter than honey. Thank you, Jesus, for your lovemaking. When you come inside me and fill me with your seeds, it helps me emanate a certain aura the rest of the day, a supernatural peace and contentment that it seems can't be gotten any other way. Just like a needy woman who has been well loved by a strong man, and is contented and satisfied, so it is after I have been loved by you, my incredible husband, my ultimate lover. And so now once again, to start the day off right, I give myself wholly to you in wild abandon, begging you to fuck me and fill me and thrill me and come inside me again and again, until we are both totally united and satisfied. I rise at last from our bed of love, ready to start the day, ready to serve you as your love slave, to bring your love to others, so that they may become your brides too, and one day join us on your big bed of love. Jesus, when I'm in the throes of passionate lovemaking with my partner, I get so turned on when I close my eyes and imagine you fucking me and penetrating me so deeply. As we explode in ecstasy, I imagine your seeds filling me and becoming a part of me. I love the way you make my fantasies so real. When I think about you, Jesus, I can't help but get turned on and want you to have your way with me. I long for your hands to touch my body, your lips to caress my own, your penis to penetrate me, and for you to passionately make love to me until we get to the point of no return and explode in a strong orgasm that leaves us breathless as we lie in each other's arms. Jesus, your loving passion is not just something that is nice to have, but it's something that I feel I can't live without. I feel like an insatiable bride who has just been wed to the man of her dreams. You are the man of my dreams, dear love, and I want you more than anyone has ever wanted another. Jesus, my precious husband, I am yours. I love to be held in your arms and loved by you. When I am in your arms, nothing can touch me, no evil intents of the enemy can bother me, because you are there. As I shed the garments of pride that cover me, and as I yield my body, heart, and soul to your touches, I begin to move with you and respond to your touches. The more of my garments I let you remove, the more my body wants you. As I yield completely to you, there is nothing that I want more in this world than to feel you inside me. But you hold off, you make me wait so that my desire for you is heightened to where I almost can't stand it. Every touch from you takes me further and further away from this world and brings me into your world, till finally you come into full focus. It was as if I was blindfolded with a silk scarf, not folded over, but just a single layer, so that I could only see through it slightly. I could see your form silhouetted in the candlelight and I could hear your soft loving voice, but I could not see your form completely or the details of your loving face. Now as I beg to be able to see, you take off the scarf and I enter into your world fully where I can see you in all your naked beauty. There is nothing between us now, nothing of this world can touch me here in your arms, no worry, fear, anxiety, or problem. Here I am in perfect peace, completely enraptured by not only your spirit, but by your presence as well.